play with.
And by the way, Carl's wife is here too. That's Audie Davis in the back.
Yuri, that's supposed to go right in there. I've got a pick someplace.
On the chair.
There it is. I don't know what I'd do with it, people helping me. Now this is an old Elsmer I made back in 51. Now the old timers, they always played it with, they called it a goose quill. They'd take a big feather out of a goose and they would quill it down and make a pick out of it. Then they'd make a pick out of cow's horn. Cow's horn makes a real good pick. It don't have the slap as a regular pick does. But it won't play. An old piece that my father used to play when I was about that tall, and I would dance to it. Now my grandmother, she liked Elsmer, but she called a fiddle the devil's music instrument. She didn't allow one in the house, but now Elsmer was all right. Now I'm going to play something. I'm going to play something a little slower here. I'm going to play an old timer that my father used to play, and he called it Gathering Buds. Probably you fellas never heard that. Here's one that he used to play. He called Sourwood Mountains. You gonna help me there a little?
Your grandmother would let you have a dulcimer in the house?
Yes.
But wouldn't let you all have a fiddle?
No, she called a fiddle the devil's music instrument. We had one, and my grandmother went up to stay over the weekend with one of my uncles. So my father, he brought the old fiddle down, and he was playing for us kids, and somebody looked out the door and said, "There comes grandmother." So they slipped the fiddle back out the back door and took it back up to the old house. Got away. He got it out of the way. Let's play "None Clouded Days," a pretty good hymn. Here's an old timer my father called Sugar in the Gourd. I think they've got a new name for it. They call it Indiana Hoedown anymore. It's an old fiddle tune. They call it Sugar in the Gourd. Play one here, you fellas all probably know what it is.
Carl, why don't you tell us all how you did get started on these things?
How I started playing?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't very big. I was about 5, 6 years old, and my mother would let me get up in the middle of the bed. I couldn't hold it on my lap, and I'd get up in the middle of the bed, and I would just pound the strings off of it. I got so I could play a few pieces on it, and then it grew up a little bigger, and got so I could hold it on my lap, and I started playing. And the first time I ever played it out in public, why, that was all, they used to have all-day school doings, the last of school, and some of my friends heard me play, and so the teacher wanted me to bring it down. And he'd never saw one, so he asked me where my bow was. I said, you don't use a bow, you use a stick and a pick. So I played it, and he wanted me to play for the school when he had his all-day school days. So I, that's the first time I ever played. I was about in the fourth grade when I played.
You played it in your home? Who did you see play?
Well, my father used to play it.
Did he make his stuff?
No, the first one we had was a golden, and he traded a mandolin for it. And he brought it in, and he got to playing it. He could play some on violin, and he was a pretty good musician.
What was your dad's name?
Ben I.G. Davis.
Ben I.G.?
That's right.
Have you always lived in this part of the country?
Yes. Yeah, we were raised in Braxton County. He was a blacksmith and a wheelwright. He built wagons and shod horses.
That Dawson first, is that still around? Or do you?
Yes, my brother has it.
Do you have any idea how old it is now?
Well, I don't know. I'd say it's around 100 years old. Of course, I'm just top side of 49 and holding it. It's a lot older than I am.
Well, did anybody before your father in your family play at all? Were they musicians way back?
Well, no.
Your grandfather and grandmother?
No, not as I know of. Uh-huh. My great-grandfather was a gun maker. Billy Barnett from over what, Webster, Nicholas.
You ought to tell him a little bit about Billy Barnett, what happened to him.
Well, I don't know where you first had ever read the Moxon Tracts and not the history of Webster and Nicholas County. He used to make muzzleloader rifles, and he would go to the depot when he ordered these barrels, and the barrels that he could cut with his knife. Why, he kept them barrels. He said a barrel was too hard, wouldn't shoot accurate. So he was bear hunting, and he wounded this bear. And the bear had his dog down, and he went in to save his dog, and he was striking the bear with his hunting knife and hit himself in the leg. And so the bear got him down, and he stuck his left arm in the bear's mouth, and he killed the bear with his right hand, and he wasn't able to get in, so of course the tale is that he cut the end off of his blouse, I guess, which would be a shirt, and he bloodied it and tied it around his dog's neck. He had to whoop his dog twice to send it home. Then they got out the searching party for him, and an old man carried him water. What was his name? Boffman, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Old man Boffman found him and carried him water to drink in his leather boot. And they got him in, and some of the neighbors gathered in, you know, and they each one had a different idea of what they would have done if they'd have been in his place. And so he said to friends and neighbors, he said, if you first had been in my place, you'd have done the best you could, and you might have made a worse job out of it.
I just ran across an old gun that Carl's great-grandfather made. It's up on Birch River where I live. I told you Carl was a dulcimer player, and he said his dad was a blacksmith and his great-grandfather was a gun maker, but Carl also was a blacksmith and a clock fixer and a square dance caller and a fox chaser. He's got some of the best fox sounds in the state. And there's a few more things, but I won't mention them.
Yeah. Can you clog, Carl?
Huh?
Can you clog?
No, I can't clog.
Now, you made that instrument there?
Yes. I made this at Wyden. When I worked over there, I worked at Wyden, a little coal mining town, as blacksmith. And back in the room from we, a bunch of us roomed at the old boarding house, and we eat up at the regular boarding house. And there was another room back from behind mine, and wasn't no beds in it, and I made me a little workshop. And I had a little spare time, and I just started whittling this thing out. Didn't have any tools much to work with, pocket knife and a wood rasp. And this here piece here is made out of a window blind roller. These keys here is off of an old violin neck, and I just knocked these things off and turned them upside down. Now, I was the first one that put four strings on a dulcimer down in our country. I made several small like ones, and I put four strings on that. The old timers all had three strings.
Now, tell us how that's tuned.
Well, it's tuned in D and A. When it's in tune, but it's just about tune, close enough for government work.
So it's not two and two?
That's tuned in D right there.
Two and two.
It has two D's and then two A's, but then Carl has another tune.
Now I can tune it in G. Which is a lot of for different tunes.
That's two D's and two G's.
And what fret do you start on for do?
You start on your fa note. That's your starting fa. Note, fa. Uh-huh. See, it's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Uh-huh. That's good for Casey Jones, a lop-eared mule, and some of them too.
You were pushing down one or two strings?
One.
So you had three drums.
Yeah. Now you could note two of them. If you have it tuned up in D, makes it awful nice to play hymns. Note two of them. Now here's an awful good piece down in G. It's a lop-eared mule.
Thank you.
So, Carl, you started making your first dulcimer, did you tell me, back in the 30s?
We were in about 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made that. I just made them out of poplar and the sides out of, I think it was beech or sugar. And they were just about that long. They was just nice little size, and I made top and bottom out of poplar. They sounded, they had a little higher pitch, and had the notes a little closer.
And what did you make a pattern? Did you pattern that off of some other, somebody else's?
No, I just made a pattern. I just, now this year I made the pattern. This year I have a mandolin that's got this, and I made this pattern. Then I brought it up here and I just set it over a little bit. Made one side and over, made the other side.
Can you hold it up?
You want to hold it up so they can see it?
There ain't nothing fancy about it, just some pieces of wood put together.
You were telling me you used to make the sides out of barrel staves?
Yeah, barrel staves. They was beech, some of them was sugar and hard maple, and some of them beech.
Is the fretboard hollowed out on the inside?
Yes, it is. Yeah, now this here has ribs across it. And now a lot of them, and the first ones I made was just a hollow box. And I got in my head, I worked on other music instruments for people, and I got in my head if it put ribs across there, would vibrate the music and bring it out. The ones that I made that didn't have no ribs in, they sound like it's more down in a barrel. Kind of held the music in. Now this one here.
And how did you know to hollow out the fingerboard?
Well, the old one at down at the at my home, they said it was hollowed out, so I just hollowed it out.
What about the hourglass shape? Is that the shape that most dulcimers were you've seen that when you were growing up?
Yeah, they had the, and they had the hearts on each end. They would just come down like that.
Do you know what year your dad got that dulcimer that he traded for?
No, I don't know. It was before my time.
Before the 50s.
Before the
50s. Carl, I was curious. You were saying that when you said that it started on the fa note, Do you shape notes singing too? Do you associate the shapes with the notes?
No, I don't know that much. I can't read any music. I don't. I just play by ear. But now, the old one at home, it had these notes marked on it, and you could take a song book that had the notes, and you could watch there, and you could play that notes and you could get the tune of the song just in a little bit right there.
It was written on Dawson?
Yeah, they marked it on there. Somebody did.
What, Do Re Mi?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was that too, so people could play that?
It says do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do your open strings, do. Then come right on down.
You don't have what we call that 6.5 fret in there.
No.
But it plays, see, this is a strange fret pattern because you can play do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Now, with the kind of dulcimers that they made in Virginia, you'd start do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti flat, do.
Yeah, now there's a lot of them making them right here. They're putting an extra note in there. Which, see? which would make a lot, there'd be a lot of pieces that you could play if you had that in there.
Could you hold that up again so we can see the fretboard? I'm curious to see.
And it looks like the fretboard, it's one piece right there on the end. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you come on down to the end. I'm not seeing none of that.
Do you have children carrying on your family tradition with the dulcimer?
We have several children, but then I have one grandson that plays the guitar. Our oldest grandson. I have
but
all kinds.
But none of the children. None of your children.
No, none. We have eight children.
Huh.
We have eight kids at our house before I found out what was called. Jerry told me to say that. That's my wife back there. She's a Blasian. Now we have a good family. We have four boys and four girls. And about 25 grandchildren. I don't know, 8 or 10 great-grandchildren.
And who can guess how many years they've been married?
Oh, golly.
49 and older.
They were married 50 years last year.
Yeah, oh, 51 years. We've been married 51 years. Wow. Our kids had our 50th wedding anniversary last March.
They had a big square dance.
This March, a year ago, yeah. And one of my son-in-law's brother-in-law was a preacher, and he never saw a square dance, and he wanted to see a square dance. And of course, we had some musicians there, and they had their Sarah sing about everybody around here knows her. And so we had a square dance, and they videoed. And our preacher, where we go to church, and there was 160 signed the register. And he said, looks like you had an awful lot of friends. I said, well, we just maybe outlived our enemies.
Do you ever call while you're playing the dulcimer?
No, you know, that's funny. I can't pick anything out but note and sing at the same time. I used to play guitar and a mandolin, used to sing with them, and now I can chord and sing, but I can't play anything but note and sing. I have another little instrument I like to play. It's called a banjo mandolin. A lot of people never saw that. A friend of mine brought that back from Germany. We was down to Vandalia, and I said, now, this banjo used to have a great big long neck, and I said the cat got in the house the other day, and the wife was looking for something to hit the cat. And my banjo was laying there, and she got down and struck at the cat and broke the neck out of it. And I said that's all I had left, and I just stuck it back down there. You know, some people come around and looked at that to see if the neck had been broke all of it.
To bring it with you?
Yeah, I've got it with me.
Oh.
It's just like you always carry your tools with you. You know, whatever you're going to do. You bring your fiddle? Now, you see there? You always. I'm not much of a musician. I don't play it too well, but I have a lot of fun with it. Here's an old timer called Mississippi Sawyers. That's a good old square dance piece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's some old tunes my father played. He played by them old time, and he used to play one they called Dark Town Settler's Ball, but I forget how to play. There's some of them tunes, and he used to play one he called The Gal with the Blue Dress On, and I just forget. I haven't been playing for a good while. I just forget exactly how they do go. He played old Joe Clark, Cripple Crit. A lot of that old stuff, Dan Tucker and a bunch of that old stuff. Play it in this key or play it in G. It's long. Now you'd have to play that in G. Now you caught me there,
you ran out of fret,
yeah.
Right?
Hey, Carl, which tuning did your dad play?
He played in this tune.
And where did you learn the other tune?
Well, I don't remember. I just got fooling with it, I think. And
It wasn't from the Blakes, because I know that most of them play in this tune.
Well, I just don't remember. I don't remember who I heard playing that tune.
Keith, are you all playing with noters or with your?
We're using the edge. Well, I kind of use the edge of my fingernail, which kind of amounts to the same thing if you got the right build on your thumbnail. We're starting with fingers, but we'll do. Their fingers are going to wear out in another few hours, and then we'll go to noters.
I'd like to learn to play with your fingers like that. I never did try it.
Well, come down to our class. We'll put you in there.
Well, I just love it. It sounds awful good.
How about Cindy? Is that played here?
Thank you.
I just want to remind my class to look at your right hand while you do that. We've been learning that what we call a basic strum. That you really keep a wonderful rhythm.
Thank you.
With that.
How about Old Damn Golden Slippers? Can you play that?
I don't know. I get started tonight. About the battles of New Orleans.
Okay, let's have it.
Show some of these other folks wants to play. Why?
I was just wondering, Carl, did you ever play these dances at all? Four dances?
No, I never played them for the dance. I used to, when I worked at Wyden, that superintendent would call me at the shop and he'd say, Carl, we're going to have a square dance Saturday night. You be there. And of course, that was an order. You know. And I played the mandolin for the dance, and he'd have me to play this between the dances. At that time, we only made $22.30 a shift back in, and he'd give me $20 for coming up and playing, so, you know, I didn't mind doing that. Have a lot of fun, too.
Well, have you played music pretty much through your life, played the dulcimer just about all the time, or other instruments?
No, I made me a little ukulele. I got a hold of a ukulele neck, and I taken a cigar box, and I taken it apart and glued it back together, and I made me a little ukulele. Had a little hole in it, and I got around my brother. He played a guitar, and I'd play that little ukulele, and we'd sing, go around to parties, and my wife used to be a good singer, and then we got a hold of a mandolin and we'd sing around. Back then they had parties, weenie roast, marshmallow roast. We'd entertain them.
Does your wife play too?
No.
Not at all?
She used to be a fine singer. Right? She could sing alto or tenor, either one.
I think maybe Maddie was asking, have you played all your life without ever stopping for any period of time?
Well, I got my fingers broke one time and that kind of knocked me out for a while and I stepped in. I was just learning to play the violin real good and I got that. So I had to quit for a while.
Carl,
Carl, you mentioned that your brother had your father's dulcimer.
Yes.
Does he play?
Well, yeah, he'll play some, but he can play a little bit. He used to be a pretty good banjo player and guitar and
singer. He sings a lot of old songs.
I sing a lot of them old songs, but of course he's 70 some years old. And
you're 49 and older.
Yeah. He's older than I am. He made a violin. You saw it. Real good job.
Carl has some old homemade fiddles up in his attic. He's keep trying to get them to dig out and show me. But
this old man is an old man named Bill Stoniker from down in Clay County. He made them out of apple tree. And he made the curl on them and everything. But now they come apart. He didn't do such a good job of gluing. And I'm going to get them down and show them to him. Had one violin. I guess he made it. We call it a gourd violin. It's great, big and round.
Somebody told me one time that some of the Blakes made a violin out of a turtle shell one time. Did you ever know anything about that?
No, but there was a fella made one out there at Lower Fork out of pencils. You know, and it sounds pretty good. He just taken for the back and the sides and just took pencils and cut them up to pieces and glued it together.
Who was that?
Well, what was his name, Artie? That old man, he was over home, you know, and played.
He didn't spend a lot of time in prison, did he?
No. I can't think of his name. But now he made it, didn't it? It sounded pretty good. I'll think of his name after that. You get that way after you pass 49. You can't think of people's names.
I have another question about the old dulcimer. If you could describe it to us, you know, saying in regards to that, was it small or very narrow bodied or
Yeah, it's not very wide. It's not very wide. It's comes down and
I have a picture of
it.
I want to show some slides later on.
Yeah. I'm curious whether that dulcimer of your dad's had the same kind of fret pattern as you have on this one, which is a little bit unique. It's different. Virginia ones just don't have that. You don't start on do like that, see?
Mm-hmm. With open note?
With open notes, because that
start on the first
T
string
is always flatted if you start on the open string, see?
Uh-huh. Well, I'd say it's the same, about the same pattern. You just have to place these notes by ear.
Uh-huh, that's what you did. So you play this one, and then that one of your dad's is essentially the
same.
Yeah,
well, I believe it's a little shorter than this, isn't it?
No, it's probably as long. It's the old time style with staple frets,
yeah.
And they're only on one side of the neck, so you can only fret.
Yeah, just the frets just comes over just halfway there, or just a little more than halfway.
But you would start a tune on the same place on each
one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Gene Ritchie from somewhere in Kentucky wrote a book called The Singing Family of the Cumberlands. And in it, she tells a story about how one relative of hers had a bunch of sons, and he hated fiddle playing. He hated fiddles. It's about like your family. And so the boys wanted to play the fiddle more than anything, and they all went out and they made their own fiddles all the time. And there were like four of these boys. And they hid them in the hollow of a log.